Okay, today is Daf Vav. We're on Daf Ham and Beis. We're by Gufa, 13 lines from the bottom. Gufa. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Silver family of Ilan Mishmas, Binyamin Ben Mordechai, who's Yortzit is today, the Neshama Shavan Oliya. All the learning should be Ilan Mishmas. Gufa. Amar Ze'iri. Ze'iri said like this. May Eis Le'Eis Shabanida. In this time period, when we're backdating the Tumah of the Nida, right, in that time period, Osei Mishkav Umosha Vultame Adam Vultame Begadim. So the halacha is like this. Anything that a Nida sits on or lays on, a chair or a bed, becomes Tame. Not only become Tame. It becomes Tame as if it's a Nida itself. So if I touch the bed, I sit on the chair, I become Tame as if I touch the Nida. Now, normally, that's not true. Tumah goes down a notch. So if a Nida sits on a chair, and then I sit on the chair, I don't become Tame. Because the chair goes down to a Rishon, and a Keli can't be Metame people. By Nida, it's the deception. And says the Iwi, even in this Be'ez L'Ez period, we're backdating it, only Midrabanan, just a Chumrah, we're backdating it. Same story. The Tumah, the bed and the chair is Metame you, just like as if you touched Nida herself. Okay? Is that true? That's not true. V'kiyasa Avimi, mi-bei-chuzoi. When Avimi came from Bei-chuzoi, asa v'aisi masisa biyada. He came and he brought a brisa with him. The brisa said like this. Me'eis le'eis shemenida. This time period of me'eis le'eis shemenida. Mishkava u'moshava. The bed and the chair. Kimaga. It's as if you touched it. It's the halacha of touch. My love, what does that mean? My love, doesn't that mean ma-maga lo-matame adam? In other words, Venida sat on a chair. It's as if she touched the chair. Said, I touch the chair. I don't become Tame. Because she's a Nida. She touched the chair. The chair becomes a Rishon. And a Keli can't make me Tame. Doesn't mean that. Right? Ma maga. My maga lomatame adam. Af mishkava lomatame adam. Just like something that she touched, I can't, won't make me Tame. So too, something that she sat on won't make me Tame. It's a difference.
How's this possible, anyway?
How's what possible?
They didn't know the halacha of something that happens to them every single...
No, because we're backdating it misafik. So what's the status of this tumah? It's not a regular case of nida. It's only because we're backdating it. We're backdating it. Are we backdating it? Because we don't know. So we have four reasons, right?
The regular 7 to 5 days, she's nida, the whole, everything applies.
Yes, yes, yes.
What she sat, how did she function? 5 days. You couldn't sit anywhere?
No, wherever she sat, had to be titled.
Brought the whole house down to the
mikvah? Yeah, brought the whole house back to down to the mikvah.
Right. I mean, it's funny, but every week, every month, they have to bring all the furniture down to the mikvah.
Yeah, yeah. They're only arguing about this Eis L'Eis period. The only issue now is this Eis L'Eis period. Because we don't know what to do with this period. Right. So his only issue is this Eis L'Eis period. We're backdating it because of some suffix. So what's the status of the tumah, right? Amar Rava says Rava v'tispera. 1 second. You don't think that the nida that the chair and the bed that the nida sat on, even Eis L'Eis, makes the man tame? Of course it does. The kalvachomer. It's a kalvachomer. Listen to this kalvachomer. Uma kli cheres. You have a kli cheres. Hamukaf tamid pasul. That's sealed. So the halacha is, a kli cheres that's sealed can't become tame. Why? Because the outside, a dead body touches the outside of the kli cheres, doesn't make it tame. It only becomes tame from the inside, and it's sealed. Right? So you put it in a room with 1,000 dead bodies, it's still tar. Right? Ma kli cheres, that hamukif tamed pasel, hanita ba'ol hameis. It's not going to become tame all hameis in the room with a dead body. Nevertheless, eno nital, b'me'eis le'eis shebenida, will still become Tamei during the Eis L'Eis time period of Anida. How's that? Says Rashi. What?
The Kli will.
The sealed Kli Cheres will become Tamei, says Rashi. Imhesit, if she moves it, she goes like this. Takes the Kli Cheres, she moves it like this. The Kli Cheres becomes Tamei. Why is that? Rashi on Amar Aleph, in a few minutes, will tell us why. Here Rashi says on the bottom, third line of the line, Imhesit, if she moves it, she just moved the kli from one end of the table to the other end of the table. She moved it. B'sok me'eis le'eis, tamei.
the keli becomes tummy. Ki ilu hasito la'achar riyasa. It's as if she's moved it after she's a real nida. Ki debraisa la'kam on, like we're going to see in a few minutes. So the kli charis in a room with a dead body will not become tummy. Yet if a nida touches it, moves it, not touches it, moves it, it will become tummy. What? Whatever tumah it is. Not tummy, whatever tumah. So mishkav u'moshavos, so the bed that she sits on, and the chair that she sits on, she'ena nitzol b'ol ha'meis, which will not become saved if it's a room with a dead body. It will become tummy, a chair. Eino din, she'ena nitzol b'meis leis shemnida? Isn't it true that won't save, that during the eis leis period of a nida, it's also going to become tummy, the real tumah? So yes. Yeah, the answer is yes. If a woman in the eighth to eighth period, it is tumah. And it'll make you tummy also if you sit on the same chair. So the Gemara says, Bahavimi Bibekhuzai Masnitsa Kamar. But Avimi came back with a Braisa that said not like that. So how are we going to explain that Braisa? The Braisa said not like that. So the Gemara says, what exactly did that Braisa say? That Braisa didn't say much. It was very cryptic. It said, right? It said, Me'eith le'eith shevenida, during this time period, mishkava umoshava kemaga. What does that mean? It's so cryptic. Says the Gemara.
It's just an item that is used for sitting or bedding.
Ma kemaga, has the status of maga. What does that mean? So we thought it meant that it goes down a notch, and therefore I sit on the chair and not become tummy, because it's as if she touched it.
No.
Right? She made it into a rishon. And Rishon can't make people, Kalim can't make people tummy. So now, maybe this is what it means. Mishkava umoshava. Maybe this is what it means. Mishkava umoshava kimaga atma. It's as if she touched it herself, and the tumah doesn't go down a notch. Ma mishk, ma atma, tam, adam, tam, because just like if you touch a nida, do you become tummy? Yes. Right? Same thing over here. So it's not a steer at all. Right?
No, it's those items, the ones that can continue it further.
Mm-hmm.
Not less, more.
Right. So in other words, touching the bed she sat on.
You touch a cup and she touches the cup. There's nothing going on with you.
No, but she has to touch it first.
If she touches the cup and then you touch the cup, there's nothing wrong.
Why not?
It's not
because the reason is because she made the cup a rishon. Right? And Kalim can't make people tame unless they're avatumas.
Correct.
It's an exception.
She sat on that chair.
The exception is Anita, who sits on a chair. Now, but Avimi brought back a Bryce that said it's like touch. So I'm going to say, it doesn't mean it went down a notch. It's the same thing. Look at Rashi on top. Kinegias atma is if you touch Anita herself. Klomar, Adam hanogea b'mishkava b'soch me'eis la'eis. If a man sits on the chair that a nida sat on during this eis la'eis period, ki'ilu nogea b'basar nida atzma, it's as if he touched the nida herself, shehu u'begadim sha'alav t'meyim, and if that's true, if you touch a nida, you and all your clothing that you're wearing become tamei, right? So it's no different. The maga goes on the husband, not the wife. We thought it goes on the wife, and it reduces it a notch. No, it goes on the husband, that when he sits on the chair, it's as if he mamash touched the nida.
The tumor goes away after 24 hours.
No. No. We're backdating it 24 hours. Dechsev, like it says, V'chonogeh ba'yitma, V'tanya b'taros kahanim, Yachal lo yeinogeh ba'matam b'maga, I would think that your clothes will not become tummy. If you touch a nida, of course they do. Kal v'chomer, Im mishkava matame adon tam begadim, he asked me, l'kolshkin? If you sit on a bed that she sat on, you become tummy and your clothing. So for sure if you touch her, right? The answer is because it normally won't be matame you. It doesn't go down a notch. The kalim don't go down a notch. So therefore, she sits on the chair and you sit on the same chair, you do become tame. And that's exactly what Rava said, and everyone's the same. Everyone holds the same thing.
So how's the tummy possible work that way? How is it possible?
We're going to get to that in a minute.
No.
1 second. Now, Tanya Kavase de Rava. We have a Braitha that supports Rava, right? That what? That during this Eis La'Eis period, only during the only Shailas are during this period. During this Eis La'Eis period, backdating her 24 hours. So during this backdating period, what happens with her chair and her bed, right? So if Brisa supports Rava, that sitting on her chair is just like touching her, and you become Tamei. Haroa Dam. If a woman sees Dam. Metame me ace la'ace. So everything she touched the past 24 hours becomes Tamei. That's what we just keep saying, right? Now the Brisa says, Umahi Metame. What exactly does she make Tamei? Says the Mishnah, says the Brisa, Mishkavos, whatever she laid on, Moshavos, whatever she sat on, Ochlin, food, mashkin, drink, klicheres, hamuk of summon puzzle, a klicheres that is sealed, as long as she moved it. However, the eno mikol kelis l'minyana. But her count to get out of being a nida starts the day. We don't backdate that. Uh-huh. That we don't backdate. So if she, what?
Yeah, how would you backdate that?
No, what I mean, if she sees on a Monday,
so
she makes everything toma Sunday night, so maybe she can't start from Sunday night. No, start from Monday. It's only making a chumrah. It's a chumrah. We don't give her an extra, we don't give her a day earlier. Right?
Ain't
a mikul kelas. It doesn't ruin the count. The count starts from today. Right?
She wants to ruin the count.
Because she'll get a day earlier. I don't want to say that.
In terms of...
Now, 1 second. The ena matame es ba'ula lemafreya. But we don't make the husband matame the night before. So two reasons why we don't do that. The Rashba says that nobody would ever be with their wife. Because she comes and eats in the morning. Yeah. I'm talking from last night. You know, who needs this? Nobody would ever. The Rosh gives another reason. The Tosfos the Rosh gives another reason. He says, because it's lo shchiach. So, what?
That.
It's lo shchiach that... she sits on things more than she's with her husband. That's a lo shchiach. It's less common for her to do that, to be with her husband, than to sit on things. So to sit on things, we make them all tumah. To a husband? What the husband? So once in a while, so we're not making a gear like that. That's one answer. The other answer is because then he'd never want to be with her. He's always nervous.
Right, so nervous if, she may be needed.
Exactly. So for those reasons, says the Brisa, Eino matame is bol lemafreya. The husband does not become tamei lemafreya. Rabbi Akiva Omer. No, he does. Matame is ba'ola. He does become tamei lemafreya. The Eino mona ela mishas sherasa. We only count from the moment she saw. Same thing. Haroa kesem. But if she sees a stain, matama lemafreya, we're also matama that lemafreya. Right? Umahi matama. What exactly does she matame? Ochlin, umashkin, mishkav lemoshavas, klicheres, amukav tzamed pasel. All these things. Umakalkeles leminyana. And she ruins her count. Okay? So, umatame es ba'ula, she makes the husband tame. Ve'eno mona elamishas shira. She only becomes tamei from the moment that she sees.
She counts.
She counts from the moment that she sees. Okay?
Yeah, can I...
1 second. So we just contradicted ourselves.
Because
it just said, Mikalkelos leminyana.
Yeah.
Right? So Tosfos explains what that means is, and it says, Einamona elamishas right now. Tosfos says, no, that means that she has another riyazdam. Besides the kesem. She has another riyazdam. So the kesem, we backdate. The other riyazdam, we don't. Exactly. So, in other words, if she has a kesem, we do backdate that kesem regarding her count. Mikalkelis ona, right? But if she has another re'iyah,
within the same time,
during this like 3-4 day time period, that will only start from going from today, the day she saw the re'iyah, we don't backdate that. So, okay. Vizev is a tolin, and both cases, whether it's a kesem or a re'iyah, any truma is put in abeyance. Lo so ochlin, you can't eat it because maybe it's tamei, but velo sarfin, but you can't burn it because maybe it's not tamei. So what do you see from here? All this was said for what reason? When it comes to mishkav and moshav, you see we do backdate it. Supports what Rava said. We do backdate it. Okay. Now, if you want to look at the Rashi, to the Rashi of the kli cheres hamukaf. So what do we say? We said that a kli cheres that is sealed, the 100 dead bodies in that room, the kli cheres is tahar, right? Because it's sealed. And tumah is only on the inside. But if a nida comes along and moves it like this, it becomes tameh. How does that happen? What kind of? So Rashi says, like, long Rashi here, he says like this, klomar, afilu hu mukaf tamed pasel, even if it's sealed, she'i efshe liga betocho, you can't touch the inside because it's sealed. Metame osa behesed. If she moves that cup, that's sealed, the cup becomes tamei. Sha'azav v'hanida, because a zav and a nida, metamen klicheres behesed. They make a klicheres tamei by moving it. Masha'en kein b'shar tamein. No other tamei person could do that. Only a nida and a zava, and a zav. Dechsev, like it says, v'klicheres asher yigabo hazav yishaver. Right? If it says that if a zav touches a klicheres, you have to break it. Now, how's the zav touching it exactly? How's the zav touching it? V'tani v'taris kahanim, yochel yit ma'azav klicheres me'achor b'maga. So I would think that if a zav touches it, even from the back, from the outside, which we know that klicheres, there's no tumma on the outside. So there wasn't mean a zav touched it. The outside? No. That can't be. Nemar kan bo, v'nemar lahalan klicheres asher tevashol bo yishaver. Ma'al halal me'eviru, afkan me'eviru. No, it's got to be on the inside. So what does it mean when it says a zav touches the klicheres, you have to break it, because no kashering? What does that mean? When do you touch it? On the outside? That can't be. Im kain matam alamash yikabo. Why does it say that if he touches it? Valo avir klicheres tami balonigia. You don't have to touch a klicheres. You don't have to touch the inside. All you have to do is put it in the same room with something. It becomes tame. So what does it mean touch it? What is he touching? The inside becomes tame. Even if the zav sticks his finger inside the kli, doesn't touch the walls of the kli at all. That's enough. The airspace is enough to make it tame. So if it's a zava or a nida, she sticks her finger into the airspace, she makes a tame. If it's a dead body in the room, the whole room is considered the airspace, and therefore the klicheres becomes tame also. So what does the pasuk mean when it says the guy touched it? A zav touched it. What does that mean? How do you touch it? You don't have to touch it. Outside, doesn't make tumah. Inside, doesn't have to touch it. Ella ezehu mago shuk kukulo haviyom zehesit. It must mean he moved it. So it's a drasha from the Gemara, from the pasuk. Right? Okay? Good? Now. What?
It's
a Xeris Akasov.
Because they were talking about a regular klicheres,
right?
Which is an open. Some vessel is a sealed container.
I'm talking about a sealed. The pasuk says if you touch the klicheres, you have to break it. Zav. How did he touch it? On the outside, it doesn't make tumah. On the inside, you don't have to touch it. So it must be it was sealed, and he moves it, and he's still tumah. Right. So you see from here that a sealed klicheres becomes tumah by a zav and a nida. Okay. Now, Rava had a kal v'chomer.
I don't think
so. So Rava had a kal v'chomer from a tzomid pasul to aser the chair she sat on. Had a kal v'chomer. If a tzomid pasul, which is saved from mace, is not saved from a nida, then a bed, which is not saved from a mace, should not be saved from a nida. That was this kal v'chomer. For Rava, ish mi le'masnisin le'masnisa. Right? If we learned that in a Mishnah or a Brisa, then we have a Mishnah or a Brisa. V'ilo shmiyale masnisa kavachomer menale. Then where do you get a kavachomer from? What do you need a kavachomer for? So Gemara says, olam shmiyale masnisa. Really, he learned that in a Brisa. This din. V'ilo masnisa hava mina o adam o begadim. Either you or your clothing. Aval adam u begadim lo, but not both. Bishum hachi karma kavachomer. That's why we have a kavachomer. Very good. Okay. Now Amar of Huna. Rav Huna says like this, may eis le'eis shebenida, this backdating, that we're backdating a nida, is only regarding kachim, lekadesh. It's only regarding kachim. Avalola truma, not regarding truma. We've not been saying that all along. We've been saying it's really both. Now comes along the Gemara, no, it's only by kachim, not by truma. So ihachi, listening gabi milas, if that's true, then why isn't this idea, that a nida, backdating, only applies to kachim and not applies to truma. Why isn't that listed in a Gemara in Chagiga, where Rashi says, "Beperek chomer bekodesh"? There's a parak, the last parak of Chagiga says, "Me'es le'es leka dror." I'm sorry. At the end of Chagiga, the Gemara there lists all the chomeres that kachim has from truma, and it's not on the list. This is not on the list. So if this only applies to kachim, but not to truma, why is it on the list? There's a whole list over there in Chagiga about how what kachim is worse than truma, more machmer. How come it's not on the list? So, ki katani, you know why it's not on the list? I'll tell you why. Ki katani, when do we mention things? Hecha de isle drora de tuma. Those are only things that have a basis in tuma. Aval hacha, the less lay drara de tumma. Here there's no basis at all. Lo katani. It's not mentioned at all. What do you mean there's no basis?
Yeah.
Says Rashi. Me ace la ace, leka drara de tumma. Why are we backdating it? The hash tehu de chazai. She saw right now. Vaha ela gzera ba'amut. Stomach zera. It's a made up zera. The Rabbana made it up. So it only applies by kachet, not by truma. You know why it's not on the list? Because it's totally made up. That list is things that are not made up. Real things. A kachem is worse than truma. Real things. Not made up things. Meisvei. One second. There's a brayse that says like this. Mahi mitame. Right, what's this talking about? Yeah, we said before. Mahi mitame. What does a woman make tame? What is she mitame? Ochlin, mashkin. Ochlin and mashkin. Right. Ma'ala, bein lekodesh, bein letruma. Doesn't that imply even kachem and truma? Hard to have mashkin that's kachem. So doesn't it mean truma? Lo, the kaddish means kachem. How do you have kachem? Wine maybe, wine from the mizbeach maybe. Okay. Tashma, there's a Mishnah that's going to say later on, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af bishas avrosan milechol truma, that there's a Mishnah later on that says a woman has to check herself twice a day when it comes to kachem and perhaps truma. And even if she finished eating, she has to check herself. She's not eating anymore. Truma. She's not eating anymore. The case is she's a Kohen's wife who's allowed to eat truma. And says Rabbi Yehuda, af b'shas avrasan milechol truma, even if she finished eating truma, she still has to check herself. She's not getting truma anymore. V'avinan ba, ma'i da'ava have, but what, she ate the truma already. So why is she checking herself now? An hour later, before she goes to bed. What's she checking for? Amar Rav Chista, maybe she saw some leftovers, right? So what the exact parameters of the case are, we'll get to when we get to that daf, but the bottom line is, you see, he's talking about truma. He's talking about truma, right? Not talking about kachim. So, Rav Huna Masni Lisrov Shirayim Shabidea. Right, Rav Huna will explain. Rav Huna said only applies by kachim. That's what she's doing. What she's doing is to burn the truma that's left over that she can't eat. Exactly. Shabbat ka'atma kishir vest. And she checked herself like a regular person, like a person with a regular schedule, and she checked herself and therefore will know that she was tame, and she'll have to burn the truma, that she can't eat it. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't apply, but it applies by truma or not. Okay.
How could she burn it? We're not sure.
Well, no, then we are sure. So to burn going forward.
Going forward.
Going forward, right. But going backwards, we don't say. By kachim, by kachim. So maybe it's not on the list over there in Chagiga. I don't remember that list. Okay. Toshma. There's another story. This story is going to appear on Daf Tes, which is, I think, Friday or Shabbos. Later in the week, we're going to have this story. The story was like this. Maisa v'asak Rebbe k'Rebbe Eliezer. There was a story that some girl, she was tamei, but she was a girl, so girls, everyone agrees, a young maiden, a basula, has a din of dayashaita, because they don't have a track record of having any dam, so this young girl came, and she had like three months, and she didn't see anything, so she reverts back to not seeing, then it's dayashaita. And they came to her, right? And then so the story was, the Asa Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe held like Rebbe Eliezer, that it was Dayashaita. Okay, very, very good. Lacha Shanizkar, after he remembered Rebbe's, possibly in the wrong way, Amar, he said, Kedai hu Rebbe Eliezer, Lisma Halav, B'Shas Adchak. B'Shas Adchak, I could, B'Shas Adchak, it was okay to rely on Rebbe Eliezer. What Shas Adchak? So Rashi says, "B'shnei b'tzores, it was a famine. There's nothing to eat, so you're gonna make tamei things that you could eat. Shas Adchak, we're not gonna do that. It's a famine. We're not gonna be. Then the chumer goes away. Then the chumer goes away. We're not gonna do that l'mafreya during a famine. Oh, she touched the apples on Sunday night, and she became an eater Monday morning. Can't eat the apples. But you see from here, we're talking about chuma. We're not talking about kachim. That's what you see from here, right?" So Rashi, that's what Rashi says. Shnei b'tzaros ha'yishalor rotz alahas from tyros. They didn't want to be masters of tyros. Tosis, that's not what it means. What it means is that she went away. You don't want to chase after her. Find out what the story is. You're going to lose all. She was busy with a lot of truma and a lot of. And it's a lot of huge loss. Because he'll see. You'll see why he doesn't want to say. When we get to this actual Gemara, you'll see why. It's very difficult, Rashi, to say that it was talking about a famine, because the Chacham agree on a famine. Favina, but we asked, "Mai lacha shenizkar?" What does it mean after he remembered? After he remembered what? Rabbi Paskin, like Rabbi Eliezer, that she was a dayashaita, and he said, "Oh, you know what? I Paskin wrong, but it's okay. It was a shasat chak." So what do you mean he remembered? What did he remember? That he? What way did he remember? He Paskin wrong. Ilei madlacha shenizkar de elalacha Rabbi Eliezer. We don't Paskin like him. El rather kid Rabbanon. So b'shasavchak, hechi avd kavasei. So what does b'shasavchak change anything? What does that change anything? B'shasavchak, he can't pass them the wrong things. What does that change anything? Ella, rather, dolet melechaz alo kamar v'lo kamar. But there was never really a psak. Who did Paschal like? V'kivon d'nizkar, but then he remembered, wait a minute, I can't pass them Rabbi Eliezer. He said, that's yachid. You're right, we don't, the Paschal gets one against 100? Right, d'lav yachid u'palagale, el rabim u'palagale? It was a yachid and supposed to a rabbim. Amar, he said, oh, you know what? Kedaihu Rabbi Eliezer, let's be called b'shasat chak. It was good enough that I even passed on him b'shasat chak. Why? Because it was never really a psak who to pass like. I should have passed like the rove. All right, it was a shasat chak. I could pass like him. Is that must have been what was going on? Now, what's this have to do with anything? E amar pishlamo truma. If this whole issue was about truma, haino dehu truma b'mei Rebbe. That's why there was truma during Rebbe's days. Rebbe sent the story over. They came to Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe lived in the year 240. He died in the year like 240. Beis Hamikdash was long destroyed. Almost 200 years destroyed. So if they came, even when Rebbe was a young man, it was destroyed. So if they came in Rebbe's day, talking about Truma, this is perfect, makes perfect sense. Eli Amr Lekadesh was a Kachim issue. Kadesh being Rebbe Mihavi, was they Kachim in Rebbe's day? That's a lot of, it's a very old beat. Right? There was no Kachim anymore in Rebbe's day. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean, not so fast?" Kidu'ula, the Amar Ula, Chavreya Midchan Bigalila. Those words mean the Chaverim in the Galil were Matahir themselves, right? Even though the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they were Matahir themselves as if they were eating Kachim. How were they Matahir themselves? How were they Matahir themselves? The Rash says, Mati, you see from here, that even though it was 200 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they were still being sprinkled with Parah Aduma. What does it mean they retired themselves? Because what happens if the Beis HaMikdash comes back tomorrow? I'm ready to go. Now, I can't go. You can't go to the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. We're all Tamei Meis. You have to wait 7 days. Right? Get Parah Aduma and get Mikdash. They didn't have to do that. So he brings a raya from here that they had Parah Aduma. There's many rayas. There are many rayas that Parah Aduma existed after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This is one of them. What do you mean the tar? They walked around every day as if the Beis HaMikdash was right down the block. That wasn't. It was destroyed for 200 years. But that's how they lived. So for them, it wasn't Kachem. It wasn't Kachem. It was as if it was Kachem. But it wasn't Truma. You don't have to say it was Truma. This whole discussion. Right? Hachanami, b'mei Rebbe. Hachanami, b'mei Rebbe. In Rebbe's day, it did the same story. So it doesn't have to be. It was Truma. It's not a Kasha and Ravuna. Again, Ravuna said it's only applied by Kachem. Yeah, it applied to regular food here, but they treated it as kachar. Tashma, should have been another raya. Mai said it was a story, b'shifchasa Rabbi Gamliel. It was a story with the maidservant of Rabbi Gamliel. Which Rabbi Gamliel is this? Says Tosvos, Pirish Rashbam,
the
Hainu, Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin. Who's Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin? Damrinon b'shili, parakama de Shabbos, Hillel v'shimon Gamliel, Hillel v'Shimon, Gamliel v'Shimon, Nagu nisiosein lifnei abayis kufshana. They lived 100 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Miu, says Tosfos, in regils lahazgir stam Rabbi Gamliel, el Rabbi Gamliel hazakin. Then if this is the original Rabbi Gamliel, like the Rabbi Gamliel from the Haggadah, that if you don't say Pesach, he lived 100 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's who you're talking about, him? Then you always call him together with hazakin. Right? So V'yachol Lios Shizor Rabbi Gamliel Diafne. It must have been a later Rabbi Gamliel. Chaver Yeshua Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. The friend of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So which Rabbi Gamliel is it? I'm not 100% sure. Tosfos says both. The Rashbam says it's Rabbi Gamliel, who lived 100 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kachim were around. And then Tosfos says that can't be right. It's the later Rabbi Gamliel, who lived in the Yavne, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? She's, I don't know. I think she's Jewish. So, others say that there's one other place in Shas where it mentions Rabbi Gamliel Stam and it's Rabbi Gamliel HaZakin, so maybe it is him.
The problem is, they would have had, he would have known that anything that had to do with Tumen
Tara. So listen to the story. Shehaisa Ofe Kikara Shel Truma. His wife was baking, not his wife, his Shivcha was baking Truma Kikaras. Ubein Kalachas Achas Medicha Yoda Vamayim Ubao Dekas. And after every loaf she baked, she would check herself to see if she became a Nida. So this is, she must have been Jewish. Bachrona, the last time she checked, the Budko Matsu Tamea, she found that she was Takatame. Uba Vishalas Rabbi Gamliel. He went to Rabbi Gamliel to ask. Varman, he said, cool Tameas, all the loaves of Tame. It's Amr Lo Rebbe. No, you didn't hear my case. Vala Budka Hasli Ben Kalachas Achas. I checked after each one. If that's the case, he Tame Vikun Tahoros. Then that one's Tame and the rest are Tar. Now, Katani Miyas Kikaros Shal Truma. We're talking about Kikaros of Truma. So how could we say that it was only Katra? It's Truma.
But the same case, she checked herself in between.
No, that's not the point. The point is, what are we talking about? We're talking about Truma. Yeah. Rabbi Hoover, who would have said the din of the Eighth Lays only applies?
Well, he was not even shy.
No, she checked herself after she baked. No, so we're backdating the loaf. The last loaf we're backdating.
The last loaf.
No, because if Huda said it only applies by Kachem, this backdating. It's not true, applies by Truma.
What does it say
it's Truma? What do you mean? Truma is different than Kachem. If Huda made a statement, we only backdated it for Kachem. So we ask every single question, and what are you talking about? It's all Truma. So if Huda said it, we don't backdate it for Truma. What do you mean? Rabbi Gamliel did. So my answer is no, I wasn't talking about regular loaves. My Truma, what does it mean, Truma? Truma's Lachme Toda. The Trumas of Lachme Toda. That's why if it's Rabbi Gamliel Yavne, was he alive when there was a Toda? No. So it has to be Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, the old Rabbi Gamliel who lived in 100 years before the destruction. Why doesn't it say Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken? They left out the word HaZaken. So anyway, what's that about? That's about the following. When a person has to bring a Toda, he brings 40 loaves. Four of the loaves, Rabbi Gamliel was a Kohen?
No.
Four of the loaves, right, it wasn't a coin. So four of the loaves are donated, right? So it somehow it's these loaves which are not truma. They're kudshim loaves. So that's the Gemara's answer to that question. Truma's lachme toda bafia mi my bayit. What's he doing baking? What's she doing baking loaves in the Beis Hamikdash? What's going on here, right? So the Gemara says the afrishinhu. Bishihili. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. She set him aside. La'olam, my truma, truma sachme toda. First of all, they're toda loaves. I, v'ka amar, bafia, my boy. What is she doing baking loaves for the Beis HaMikdash? She works for a little maidservant. What's she doing baking loaves? Kigon, the ifrish l'dal mehar, boyim chalos, basiyasan. Now she set aside dough for 4 out of the 40, because those 4 go to the Kohen as a present. The other 36, you eat together. And then they're going to check the toda afterwards. Somehow she's baking them. I'm not 100% sure of the case. Somehow she's baking the loaves, and this is going to be for the toda. So they're being baked in advance, and they're going to be for the toda, and therefore it's not truma, it's kachem. So what do you see? No raya about truma. So the Gemara says, one second, v'chiyamar of tavi barav of katina, lach me toda she'afan dal chalos yatza, that if you do that, it's fine. V'avinan ba, for being in our boyim, but we need 40 loaves. Says the Gemara, that's a mitzvah. Just that's for a mitzvah. You don't have to have 40. That's the best thing, is for 40. If you only have 4, but the evidence, okay. V'abi'ina nafrushe truma minayu, but you got to take off truma from that. In other words, you got to give from the 40, you have to give to the Kohen 4. V'chi yitem with the mafrish prusa mikol chad v'chad, so I take off a little bite from each one, I gave to the Kohen. You can't do that. V'echad amarachmana shalo yitel prusa, you can't do that. V'amrinan dafrishinu bishili. So it must be you bake them in advance. Hachanami dafrishvinu bishili. You bake them in advance. Somehow they were baked in advance, and it's not truma. It's kachum. But that's all this is about. We said it's true. Kachum. Rav Huna made a statement. The only time we backdate is for kachum. What do you mean? Rabbi Gamliel backdated for Truma? No, that wasn't true. That was Kutchum. It was Kutchum loaves.
He can make you Kutchum in your own private...
Apparently. Tashma, another Raya, another Kasha, Maiseb, another Shuv Maiseb, Shivcha Shirvan Gamliel. There was another story of Rabbi Gamliel's maidservant. Shayagapa Chavit Shalyayin. She was busy with wine. She was doling out wine. After every time she doled that wine, she would check herself to see if she became a nida. And at the end, she found she was a nida. She came to ask Rabbi Gamliel, it's all tamei. She says, no, Rabbi, you didn't hear that case. No, I checked after each one. If that's the case, imkain, he tamei for kulam tahoros. Okay, then the last one's tamei, and the rest are okay. Now, what's the point of a second story? If one was by kachim and one was by truma, that's fantastic. That's why she asked the second shiloh. By kachim, okay, yesterday that happened by kachim, but today it's truma wine. What's the story with truma wine? Separate question, right? But if they're both kachim, mali mahadav v'shali. Why'd she ask a second time? Didn't she remember from the first time? Such a kasha. So the more answer is, what do you mean? It was with two different maidservants.
Making it fit.
So why did the Gemara repeat the story? It's the exact same thing twice. Why is the Gemara repeating it? You know who asked that question? The Cheshek Shlomo.
And Marcel.
And the Cheshek Shlomo answers that... The answer is, in the second story, listen to this. In the second story, it must be, says the Cheshek Shlomo, that in the second story, the woman had a hargasha. And when you have a hargasha, we don't backdate it. Because she would have the hargasha before. She had a hargasha now. And says the Cheshek Shlomo, and Rabbi Gamliel still backdated it for Kachem. He was so machmir, even when it's impossible that it could have been last before. Because she had a hargasha now. He was still backdated it. That's a machmir he was. That's what Cheshek Shlomo answers. Okay?
What?
The last one was Tommy. But the point is, we're only backdating it regarding Kutch and not regarding Truma. Because you checked each time. No, they're not if you check. Or check. Lishna Achmina, another version of this, Amri La, Amri Vuna, this is another thing that Rav Huna said, much more simple. This backdating, metame bein lekodesh bein letruma, it goes to both. It applies to both. It applies, what? Exactly. It applies by both, so the whole Amr was not akasha. Right? Mimai, how do you know that? Midlok tarla gabamilos. It's not mentioned in Chagiga by all the chumers of Kutch. It doesn't mention this, so therefore it doesn't apply, right? Amalei Rav Hunachman, v'atani tani kadesh avlo letruma. But Rav Nachman, what do you mean? We have another statement that it does apply only by Kachem and not by Truma. So, Kibli Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak accepted Rav Nachman's Braisa, that it does apply by Kachem, B'chulun Shenasu Al Tairis Kodesh, V'lo B'chulun Shenasu Al Tairis Truma, and it only applies by Chulin, when it says L'Kadesh Avalo L'Truma, what did that mean? That meant on chulin that's treated as kachim, but not true chulin that's treated as truma. It's a separate thing. You can have chulin that you're treating it as truma with all the chumers of truma. You can have chulin that you treat with all the chumers of kachim. It's even worse. What are regular truma? Regular truma, of course we backdate. That, of course, we backdate. Right? What do you mean? What does the statement mean that they're the same? Yeah, they're only the same. When are they not the same? They're not the same when it's chulin. How you treat the chulin, but if it's real truma. Right? Of course we backdate. And therefore, all the kashas are not a kasha. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up by Tanan Hassam on the last skinny line tomorrow. Want to say Kaddish? Akiva, want to say Kaddish?